Hey, in this episode, I want to talk with you about video marketing and how you need to start with digital strategy first.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
All right. The world in which your content lives is where your strategy needs to be created. I'm actually standing above a table in our office at Wirebuzz that has a strategy physically written out on it. The whole thing is written out. So everybody on the team knows what needs to be done. And the reason I'm bringing this up is in this world of video marketing, it seems like everybody and my mother's a video creator today, right? And people are television video creators. They are commercial creators. They create documentaries. Some people make weddings and bar mitzvahs. Other people make music videos. And then there's a subset of video creators that I consider myself in. I'm a video marketer. And my origin is not with the camera. Like, I didn't open up a video marketing agency because I owned a camera. And I thought, well, I like to make videos. Maybe I could sell videos. I was a digital marketer first, laying out digital strategies, moving people through a buyer's journey, selling them at the end, and have been doing that for maybe 20 years. But I got into video because I saw that video was crushing results in the early days of the internet, and I wanted to transition as bandwidth became available because video is the most powerful tool on the internet for convincing and converting. Now, let's just pump the brakes here for a moment. Video doesn't work in all scenarios. Video doesn't work for all types of video creators. Like, for example, kid with camera, somebody who films wedding and bar mitzvahs, a music video person, they're not going to be able to move a prospect through a buyer's journey. And if you're listening right now and you're one of those, good on you for listening in and understanding the marketing tactics. I get a lot of hate mail when I do this topic. I'm not doing this topic to upset people. I'm not doing this topic to make anybody feel like they're not ready for prime time. I'm just speaking the cold, hard facts that if you're going to start a video project, the place to get started is not with your camera. It's not with storyboard. It's not with let's hire talent or come up with something fun. It's let's start with strategy. What are we trying to accomplish? What is the goal of this video? And from there, then you start to lay out all of the tactics that need to be in place. A video project is a lot like a train and train tracks. This metaphor, if you give me a few moments, will paint the entire picture. You see, the goal is the train station. It's like Grand Central Station. Like, we all aboard. We want to get everybody there to Grand Central Station. And you have to determine how you're going to do it. Use a video. You're going to move people emotionally, physically with a video. You're going to transfer the knowledge on those train tracks. But this is the area where most video creators and most marketers stub their toe. Ouch! It always hurts when you stub your toe for a reason. And the same is true in this scenario because you're not buying just the train. I mean, think about it. A municipality like New York City or San Francisco, which revolves around people going in and out of the city throughout the day on trains, they don't just buy trains. They also lay out the architecture for the train tracks. And if you want to be really successful, you want to be super efficient with your leads, lay out the train tracks all the way to the train station where your viewers get off, leave the train, and make a purchase, okay? So let me tell you about what's the train tracks. The train tracks are first strategy, which lays it out. They connect it to the website. You got to lay this out because a video just can't live out in Neverland. You can't just run a video on YouTube and expect anybody to purchase. You've got to lay out the entire train tracks, the path to purchase all the way to the train station. So first, layout strategy, draw everything out, have the conversation, have smart conversations where you challenge each other on it, and then connect the strategy, how you're going to do it, to the website, and then map that out. What's the website going to look like? Where does the video live? In most cases, it's up towards the top because it's the most valuable asset on the entire page. And then connect the website and what that page is going to look like and where the call to action button is and what the retargeting is going to be and where the copy and where the title goes and what that value prop is. And then allow the copywriters to connect. Strategy connects to the copywriters. The copywriters do their work in bringing that page to life along with the web developers. They're connected like train tracks, because if you have one piece of the train that isn't connected, the train will never get to the train station. So once the copywriters have connected with the strategists, then the copywriters have to connect with the people who are going to socialize it or your social campaign. Now, this could all be you. You could be a one-man band, right? But you still have to connect all the pieces from strategy to web dev to copywriting into your campaign managers and then potentially your ad spend or also your salespeople that are out there using this on social and getting this in front of people, like all of these spikes in the train tracks need to be interconnected. Because if you don't do that, do you know what you end up with? You end up with a marketing and sales train wreck. And the only thing that happens after that are apologies. And most marketers that don't connect all of the train tracks so the video can run alongside and on top of those tracks to the train station. When marketers don't connect it often, most often, what do? They hide. And they expect people not to know or not to look under there. Or maybe they blame it on, this marketing stuff doesn't work. I hear this all the time. It's not that it doesn't work. It's just the wrong people laid out the train tracks and then put the wrong type of video to run on those train tracks. If you want to close deals at freakish levels, start laying out the train tracks while you lay out the video. And before you know it, like a custom suit, these things will align and bring people to the train station where you can start generating results for your company. If you want to figure out how to get next level and start selling remotely in this new world, which is a combination of marketing and sales, you can't have one without the other. If you want to figure out how to connect all these pieces so your team could start selling remotely using the power of video to accelerate the purchase, well, I've created 20 minutes where I'm teaching visually in video some of my best tactics for accelerating the sales process, and you can get access to it right now for free. You don't even have to put anything in the page. You don't have to put your email address. Zero friction. Just go to wirebuzz.com/remote-sales, and I will be there. There's like a little side box. A form for you to fill out. If you think that we can help you after watching that, help your company sell faster, and you want to schedule a no-hassle 15-minute call with me or one of my top strategists, just fill out that form, and we will get down to business, helping you convince and convert faster. And at the end of that 15-minute call, we'll all have a pretty good idea if we can help take you to the next level. Wirebuzz.com/remote-sales is where you go. And I will go do my job, bring you the latest information so your business can go next level.